Callum, congratulations, Darryl Bulldog medalist for 2022. Yeah, so you were runner-up last year. Did you rate yourself much this year?
No, I didn't. Like I said up there, I didn't have any expectations. I thought Sharon was the
Sharon Egger, your teammate. Yep.
Yep, he was the big chance for us with his long flappy mullet. And I thought Bailey Bogan and Caleb had fantastic years, and I thought they were going to take it out, but. It's an honour to win it.
What's been the big difference for you personally in your year compared to last year? I mean, obviously you've played better football, you've won the medal, so what do you put it down to?
I guess a lot of it comes from off-field as well, just learning to be consistent in everything that you do, and then that translates onto the field. And I've got great mentors around the club with Bo and Dan Smith and those sort of guys that, grow me as a player, but then they also grow you as a person as well. So, it's been a great year.
Yep. Bo, you mentioned, of course, is Bo Sharman, your coach. He's been there, I think, this is his second or third year now. How big an influence has he been on the club and on you personally?
He's a great guy, and he's got great knowledge about the game. And, I've grown. He's not only my coach, but he's one of my good mates now. So, he's been excellent with everything, and he just gives the young guys an opportunity to show what they really got, and that's evident with how we've been playing this year, with the young guys just coming through who probably wouldn't have got the opportunity to shine if he wasn't there. So he's great for the club.
It's a great personal accolade to win the medal, an individual result, but of course I'm sure you'd trade it if you could win the premiership on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'll put this one in the closet when I get home and just focus on the grand final and try and get that medal around my neck. But
two medals. You want a grand final medal as well?
Yes, that's right. And then once it's all said and done, I can look back and reflect it and be proud of my achievements.
How confident are you and the team now going into Saturday, the second semi final? You lost by 8 points to Devonport. They've only been beaten once this year. It was by you guys. You'd have to rate yourselves a better than 50-50 chance, wouldn't you, surely?
Yeah, we do. We got a lot of belief within the club. And I think in the semi-final, it was literally a 10-minute period that let us down. And that's all it takes with them guys, because they're a quality outfit and they have been for a long time. But if we can play the full 100 minutes... put our best foot forward and have 21 contributors, we'll be in it.
You had a big win over Burnie in the semi-final, the preliminary final yesterday. How much of a confidence builder was that, coming away with a win as strong as that one game before the grand final?
Yeah, for sure. I think we played a complete game yesterday, and it gave us a lot of belief for next week. And, I guess time will tell what happens next Saturday.
Congratulations on winning the Darryl Bulldog medal. Good luck in the grand final on Saturday.
Thank you very much.